Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Time to bring in the great Dick Girardi. Long time no talk.
Steve, I'm heading for Sunbury right now.
I'm not surprised because you want to stock up.
I'm into it, man. I'm ready to go for Final Four weekend. You got me excited. Getting on the turnpike right now. I'm not on the turnpike enough. I need to head to Sunbury.
Is it, in fact, are you familiar at all with any part of the turnpike?
No, just between Ben Salem and Harrisburg. Yes, quite familiar.
Yes.
I know it well.
Quite, he knows every inch of it. All right. So, look, you go through something like this, you make the hire, and it instantly at least gives the feeling of a chance now to move forward. In the end, I mean, look, it's not like you and I have never been around Mike Rhodes before and don't know about him. What kind of hire is this for Penn State?
Steve, I don't know Mike personally, but I feel like I do because I know so many people that do know him. So, yeah, his reputation is obviously sensational from his time in high school in Schuylkill County and at Lebanon Valley where he was the D3 player of the year when they won the national title with Pat Flannery, and then his coaching run through Randolph-Macon, assistant at VCU, won 20 games at Rice where, I don't know, has that ever been done before since? I don't think so. And has obviously had a great run at VCU, which has been the powerhouse in the Atlantic 10 through a number of coaches, but Mike certainly sustained it. So, yeah, I mean, he was ready for a job in a Power 5. It's just a question of when the right job was going to open up, and they went after him, and they got him, and I don't have any doubt that he'll do well, and I thought the key word in his press conference yesterday was different, right?
Yep.
You got to be different, and they play very differently than anybody in the Big Ten. They pile up a huge amount of steals, they'll pressure you, and nobody in the Big Ten plays that way. In fact, the last team that really played that way was kind of Coach Chambers' better teams, right? That's how they played. So it'll be very different than what we were used to this season. But, you know, this season was really effective with what Coach Shrews did, that this would be a different way of trying to accomplish the same thing, which is winning a lot of games and getting to that four-letter term.
And when you do that, you're playing fast. You may be playing fast defensively, but you're playing fast. And, Dick, I mean, Penn State, for the last 6 years, for the most part, not always, has been the running team in a walking league.
Yeah, you know, and I think Coach Shrews would have done the same thing, but he just didn't have the athletes that were here in the prior 4 years. You know, a lot of them had either graduated, like Lamar Stevens or Mike Watkins, Tony Clark, all on the pros, and then a lot of the speed that was there 2 years ago when it got into the transfer portal. But Mike is such a sharp coach that he figured out a different way to win, and obviously this year it was skill-based and shooting-based. So that wasn't going to work next year under any circumstance, no matter who the coach was, right, because all those players, for the most part, were gone. I think the last time I looked, Steve, 60 of the 72 points are out. And I think it was all but 30 of the threes of the 385 that they made were gone, no matter, you know, who came back because they were out of eligibility. I'm not counting Seth Lundy there. Obviously, he had eligibility but chose not to use it. So, yeah, whatever, the style is going to be different next year anyway. Now it's just going to be different with a new coach. And I suspect, I don't know this, but a number of the VCU players are in the transfer portal. And
yes, they are.
I think it's relatively clear that they like playing for Mike Rhodes and his staff. And, of course, Mike Rhodes and his staff are now at the Jordan Center. So, yeah, I suspect some of those players there will be mutual interest, and we'll see how that plays out over the next couple of weeks. But, I mean, you can retool in a hurry these days. I mean, you can lose a lot of good players, but then you can get a lot of good players. So that's kind of the model that we're dealing with now. So we'll see in the next couple of weeks and months, you know, who's going to be on the roster come November of this year.
Right, and that's the way it is. Something you and I were talking about the last couple of days, is the last four games that Penn State played, and obviously this ended up being a great, you and I were saying, a 19-day run with the best 19 days of 19 years of working together. But part of it is people watched it, too. They played Indiana, $2.8 million. They played Purdue, $3.2 million. Then they went to TBS, and they played Texas A&M, $1.9 million. Texas was $6.6 million. 14.5 million people ended up viewing, or, you know, a total of 14.5 million people are watching Penn State basketball over a, you know, a two-week period, Dick. What does that tell you what winning basketball can mean to fans around here?
Yeah, no, I think it's huge. I think it's great for recruiting. Obviously, this particular style of play was very pleasing to watch because of players like Jalen Pickett and Andrew Funk and Seth Lundy and all the rest, because just how they played was just so much fun. But I just, the fact that people could finally see what you and I have been seeing for 6 years now, that Penn State has become a legitimately top 50 basketball program. Now, a lot of people that just dove in are thinking, all right, well, this is just a March of 2023 thing, and this was the best of it, but it was really the culmination of 6 years of it. And finally, it all came together where they started to win all the close games, or in the, as you said, the television games. But to be on the second round Saturday night, five-time CBS game, I mean, that's a spot that normally is reserved for, like, Kentucky against Duke or something. And for it to be Penn State, Texas, has to be huge for the program. So, yeah, I think in general, it helps the program. Yeah, the fact that you have a proven coach who's won at all levels, and the fact that they have been winning now for a number of years. But this year especially, this year was a quantum leap because of not only that they won, but where they won and how they won. So I think that absolutely helps everything, and there's something to build on. It just won't be with the same players, but then that's not unusual anymore. The idea of bringing in freshmen and having them play together as seniors, that's probably just antiquated thinking at this point. It's just not going to happen anymore.
Well, let's say Indiana's going to have a whole new cast. There'll be no Trace Jackson Davis. Hood Schifino put his name into the draft today. He's not coming back. I mean, so, you know, Indiana's getting, everybody gets changeover at this time of the year.
Yeah. Look, I mean, North Carolina, some of their guys came back, but some of them are in the portal. And it's just how it's going to be. You know, like some schools like Duke and Kentucky that always have the great freshman classes. Well, that's fine, but then three or four of those guys going to the NBA draft. So that, it's the whole model has totally changed. And the transfer portal, it was one thing when you had one and done freshmen and only certain schools were getting those guys anyway. But now you have one and done everybody, right? Anybody can be one and done anytime they want to be. And the fact that you don't have to sit out a year is such a different incentive for players to go. But again, as we said at the top, that works both ways. Obviously, at the moment, Penn State does not have very many players on their roster. They weren't going to have very many players on their roster anyway.
That's right.
But the transfer portal, their guys are in the portal. It doesn't mean they're going. Seth Lundy was in the portal 2 years ago. John Arrow was in the portal. They came back and played. So it's not like some of those guys can't come back and play. But regardless, there will be enough players in blue and white come November to play basketball. And I suspect that the coaching staff, and it's very cool that Joe Crispin is joining the staff, will have enough good players to field a pretty good team next year.
Yeah. And I think Joe knows offense. So we'll go from there.
Yeah, I never got a chance to see his Rowan teams play, but for the people that don't know, this probably isn't the exact analogy, but kind of think Loyola Marymount, 1990, right? I mean, trying to get a shot up every 10 seconds or so. I don't know that that's how Penn State's going to play, but I think it's cool that Mike Rhodes said, hey, look, I want to see, you know, what's this guy got going? And the fact that he's a Penn Stater and obviously was one of the great players in the history of the program, I think is great, because he'll be really the only player on the staff on the coaching staff that will have Penn State ties. I know Nick is coming back, and of course Nick has great Penn State ties. At least as far as I know, Dick is coming back, right?
He is
great. He's a guy who obviously played for Coach Chambers and has been an integral part of everything that's happened in the program for, boy, I think a decade and a half now. Does that sound
decade
about right?
A decade and a half,
yeah. Yeah.
Decade and a half, yeah.
Yep.
Dick,
Coelho is a huge part of it.
Yeah, no question. And then I texted him that the other day. I said, so what does he think it means for trust means a lot, right? So in other words, if I say this with all due respect to everybody, say I were to take another job someplace, I'd want to take Dick with me. I'd want to take Jack with me. Well, Mike's going to take his entire staff with him from VCU. What does that do for him in terms of the trust level and the continuity, and what can it mean for Penn State basketball that's already in place?
Yeah, no, I think it's huge. They've developed a style of play. They have certain players that they want to recruit, and it's possible some of those kinds of players are actually on the roster at the moment. Yep. But, again, who's going to stay? And there are not that many players left anyway. You know, with that, now there's not, at the moment at least, there's not a recruiting class. Everybody's opted out. That doesn't mean somebody could not back in, but we'll see. I think that's huge. And I do think the thing I liked most about what Mike said yesterday was just different. Well, VCU plays differently than most teams, and they play differently than every team in the Big Ten. Now, he and his staff, and that goes for Joe, too, who's been coaching at Rowan, they're going to have a learning curve about the Big Ten. But the good news is the Big Ten's going to have a learning curve about that. Because it's not like you can say, well, Purdue plays like them or Ohio State plays like them. Nobody plays like them. So that's going to work both ways.
Yeah. I also think in terms of the ability to vet transfers, you know, normally a coaching staff that is together was already had some plans in place, and I think that's big.
Yeah, it is big, and, you know, that's something that Coach Shrews didn't really have because he came from Purdue and all of his assistants came from elsewhere. They all, none of them, I mean, only he and Aki, and that was at Marshall years ago, but they figured it out in a hurry how to do it. But, yeah, the fact that they've all been together, they know what they want, they know how they want to coach, style of play, I think that is gigantic when you're coming into a new situation. At least the staff knows. And, again, we don't know who the new players will be, but there will be new players, and there's certainly a chance that some of those new players will have some familiarity with how they play. That's to be determined, but again, there's a lot of people in the transfer portal, so we'll see who ends up appearing.
Yeah, by the way, you want to know the latest name in the transfer portal?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not saying this is Penn State. I'm just saying it's interesting. Yeah. Hunter Dickinson.
Wow. About that? Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. You never really know.
Nope.
You think, all right, well, this guy's having a lot of success and everything's fine, but there's other things you just don't know about. Could want to be closer to home, doesn't like the style of play. Who knows? And the fact that you can leave and with no consequence. I mean, I've always been in favor of player movement and the fact that players have a bigger voice in the situation. I didn't really envision this. And frankly, clearly, neither did the NCAA. And they made a huge mistake when this was, as you and I have chatted about, when this was on the horizon, not to come up with some plans to try to make sense of it all. And now, Steve, we have chaos.
Yeah. Welcome to chaos. Part of chaos, by the way, is name, image, and likeness.
Yes.
The strength of name, image, and likeness, everybody talks about building relationships. Well, if you can have strong relationships and combine it with name, image, and likeness, that sounds like the chance for a winning formula.
100%. Look, players now, for the first time ever, as Steve said, they can make some money off of their name, image, and likeness, unlike when Chris Webber was at school and he said, well, wait a second, you're selling my jersey and I'm getting nothing. Just wasn't fair. And now if the car dealer down the street wants to pay you to hawk his cars, he can do that. I think it's great for players, and the different schools are coming up with different ways of doing it, and I know Penn State's in the middle of putting all that together, and Penn State has a lot of alums that would like to see certainly the revenue sports do really well, and to do that, you're going to have to come up with the collectives and some situations where you can put players with a business or whatever it is to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness. I mean, you had a player who's a Penn State's first All-American, Steve, since the 50s. Jalen Pickett was worth, yeah, his name, image, and likeness was worth a whole lot this year. I don't know what kind of money he made or didn't make, but whatever he made would have been well-deserved.
My man, always a pleasure.
Yes, sir, pal. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Something tells me we'll talk more often here in the next
We might. Yeah, we may very well do that.
And, and one of them will be the first Saturday in May. We'll talk about that down the road, too.
Yeah, tomorrow's the first Saturday in April, so we're heading in that direction.
I like that direction.
You got it, man. It's 63 degrees in Bucks County, so what could be better?
Perfect. It's 39 here.
My man, I got no answer for you. I'm still looking to see the sun for the first time in Center County. I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's there somewhere.
I've hired scouts. All right. Thanks,
Steve.
TJ.